Nolte, pro-Hamas protesters harass Quentin Tarantino in NY restaurant-Zionist piece of shit. By John Nolte on June 17, 2024. A group of pro-Hamas and anti-Israel protesters harassed director Quentin Tarantino recently in a New York restaurant. In a video posted by someone who goes by the online name Crackhead Barney, Tarantino is seen eating quietly alone at a restaurant when someone approaches. She yells, "Quentin Tarantino." The Oscar winner looks up and says, "Hey," probably expecting another overexcited fan. "Why are you a Zionist piece of shit?" she yells. "Going to Israel?" she adds, accusingly. Well, Tarantino is married to an Israeli woman, singer Daniela Pick, and reportedly lives in the Jewish state for about half the year. Back to the video. The Pulp Fiction director is then seen exiting the restaurant through a hostile crowd of pro-Hamas protesters yelling "Free Palestine" and chanting "Toes, toes, toes," which is likely a taunt in reference to the director's affinity to show women's bare feet in his movies. Crackhead Barney then falls out of her dress, Tarantino somehow doesn't lose his lunch, and then she demands Tarantino use the N-word, another movie reference about his poetic use of the word in screenplays. Crackhead Barney is the same bullying activist who confronted Alec Baldwin back in April. Tarantino handles himself about as well as anyone can in this situation. But, hell, Crackhead Barney is so vile, she even made Alec Baldwin look sympathetic. "I cheered when Baldwin slapped the phone out of her fat, stupid, fascist, Hitler hands." Tarantino is 61 years old, a roaring success in his chosen field, happily married, and a father. So I doubt very much he is the kind of guy who can be harassed and intimidated by this kind of behavior. If anything, Crackhead Barney is doing more damage than good to her appalling cause. She's just mad that Tarantino did this a week after her pals in Hamas butchered hundreds of innocent Israeli civilians. Feature film director Quentin Tarantino visited a military base in Israel Friday to help boost morale in the wake of the brutal terror attacks by Palestinian forces on southern Israel last week. Photos of the Reservoir Dogs director's visit were posted to the Israel War Room X account on October 13, showing Tarantino standing with members of the Israeli Defense Force in front of a helicopter. Breaking: legendary filmmaker Quentin Tarantino visits an Israeli base in southern Israel to boost IDF, Israel Defense Forces, morale, the War Room account wrote. During the COVID pandemic, Tarantino chose to remain in Israel for 9 months. "If I'm going to be in another country, the country that handled COVID the best is probably the best country to be in," he told Jimmy Kimmel in 2021. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.